suspect that when I finally clear away, I won't know her anymore. I will have grown so far apart from those early days, with a fresh new start. So in the end, it won't matter at all. So why should I bother with the rise and the fall? So I quietly lay back down and watch TV. But these are the things we tell ourselves. Oh, the true story designed to amuse. It's a game and we play it well. In fact, we're so damn good that we try to lose. So we can keep hiding, so we can survive and keep on believing someday we'll go outside. My floor comes back and my room is clean. So I'm really kind of glad that my TV's here while I can cop my plan to fulfill my dream. Now won't that be wonderful when I'm finally be done? I just can't wait for it, then I'll start to have fun. It's getting harder lately to concentrate. All of my appointments canceled because I'm horribly late. You know I think I need a prison in order to dream of being free. But these are the things we tell ourselves. Fill that hole where I once cleared a path, where I once blazed a trail through the bathroom. But I fear that a nail is buried there now, and I step very rarely, try not to get out of bed. You know, tomorrow I'll get up and I'll walk out my door, and life will turn the way that it was. But I think I'm getting sick, I better give it a day. It mustn't get a photo, but it usually does. So I'll sit right here till I'm old and gray. I need my rest, after all I'm wasting away. And I just saw a cockroach crawl out of my sneaker. I think he's biting his time till I get somewhat weaker. Things could still work out for me as long as I'm not dead. As long as I'm not. As long as I'm not dead. I'm not dead. No, I'm not dead. No, I'm not dead. I'm not dead. But these are the things.